Welcome, everybody. It's time for another episode of Asher Sales Sense, brought to you by Asher Strategies, the only global sales training company that integrates leading sales methodologies and the latest neuroscience studies into a simple and repeatable, that's the key, simple and repeatable 10-step process for sales success.
Thank you, Paul. Paul is our announcer for Asher Sales Sense, and I'm Dave Potts in the Asher Strategies Studio in Washington, D.C. Our host today is Kyle O'Connell, Senior Partner and Sales Facilitator at Asher Strategies. Kyle's guest is Wendy Urquhart, Senior Vice President for Business Development at Teradell. And the title of the show is From Bagels to Boardrooms, My Personal Journey in Business Development. Topics covered during the program will include Wendy's experiences from selling telecom in the 1990s to providing turnkey solutions for direct mail and digital marketing today. Kyla, over to you.
Thank you, Dave, and welcome, Wendy Urquhart. We're so happy to speak with you today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So we have an interesting journey together. We've worked together in a couple of different industries and environments, and I've had the pleasure of having kind of a front seat to your sales path and your journey. And it's been quite the journey. If it was a movie, I'd be eating popcorn really fast because every time I talk to you, there's some other big, really big success. You know, you've always felt that I've been one of your biggest cheerleaders. And so when we were talking about really interesting stories and interesting people to interview for Asher Sales Sense, I couldn't wait to get you on this list of people to interview because I believe your story, a lot of people will resonate with it. They may be at the beginning of their journey or in the middle or in a brief stint of an industry they're not sure they want to stay in, or they're senior level and operating at the highest levels like you are now. And I think no matter where our listeners are, they'll be able to identify with this story. So welcome and thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm excited.
Okay, so let's dive in. So the path to a career in sales is rarely a straight line. And it's always interesting to hear how people got into selling. So tell us a little bit about your first sales job.
So my first sales job was actually selling bagels in college in the early 90s. I went to school in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and it was the only bagel store in Fredericksburg, I believe at the time. And I think the owners just liked having a native New Yorker in there who could vouch for the authenticity of the bagels. But my first real job after graduating college was actually in the management training program at a bank. I went to Mary Washington College, which is now the University of Mary Washington. And I had absolutely no idea what I wanted to do when I graduated. And banking seemed like a responsible and respectable path, one that both my father and sister took when they graduated. So that's what I did. And along with a group of about 20, 22-year-olds, we spent 6 months learning the ins and outs of branch management so you could eventually run one on your own. And after my first full year at the bank, when I met the goals they set for us with things like new checking accounts and mortgages and car loans and realized that I was going to get paid the same as someone who didn't, I knew that that just wasn't the career for me. And you know what? I take that back. I think they gave me a ham. Soon after that, I called a recruiter who said I should really look at a career in sales. And a few weeks later, I was selling long distance to businesses all over Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow. That's a big jump.
It was daunting, but yes.
So selling telecom in the mid-90s must have been an interesting experience. What was that like?
You know, it was old school cold calling, something that I don't even know that we can imagine right now, literally knocking on doors, 50 doors a day, actually. And the way it was described to us was it was really a numbers game. You know, if you knocked on 50 doors, you'd get into five. And of the five that you got into, you get three appointments. And of the three appointments, you get one sale. So that's what I did day in and day out for about a year. And I had the bruised ankles to show for it because I was kicked out of a lot of offices and a lot of buildings. And then about a year later, I was asked to move into a corporate position and manage their association accounts, which was really more about relationship building on a corporate level and representing the company at trade shows all over the world, actually.
When you say cold calling, you're not saying on the phone either. You're physically knocking on doors. And that is the toughest B2B sales job you could possibly have.
Looking back, I honestly don't know how I did it. It just seems so foreign and completely inefficient, quite frankly. But I learned a lot.
Yeah. So I take it the downturn in the telecom industry is what caused you to leave it in the early 2000s?
Yeah, I figured it was better to jump from the sinking ship before it was completely underwater. So I had a brief stint in hospitality after telecom, which is actually where I met John Asher. He was a member of one of the clubs that the company I worked for owned. And after meeting with John, he gave me the opportunity to work for him. And I had the privilege of working for him for about 6 years in a variety of capacities, actually, not just sales, but also marketing and operations and HR, which really was a unique experience. And quite frankly, where I would say I almost got like a mini MBA working for Asher, because you were obviously learning from this guru in sales and applying them right in your own job. So it really set the foundation for taking my sales career to the next level. And then after my husband and I welcomed our second daughter, the appeal of living in downtown DC just really lost its luster. So we relocated to Richmond, and that's when I started my journey at Teradell.
Yeah, we were sad to lose you at Asher. You were definitely an all-star here. But the opportunity to work with a local company, I think, is exciting. And the journey at Teradell for the last 10 years, has it been 10 years already?
It has. Actually, it'll be, gosh, in a week from now is when I actually met our CEO, Jim Fitzgerald, for coffee at Starbucks.
This is where I think watching, having a front row seat to your career, this is where you really started to hit your stride. So tell us a little bit about your first role at Teradell and how you were able to even develop that.
This was early 2009, so we can all remember what the economy was like at that time, and it was really, you know, difficult to find positions. But I actually started with Teradell on a 90-day business development contract. And the company was still very young, only 3 years old, and I had 8 employees, I think, at the time. So during those first 90 days, because our team was so small and our office actually was really small, you could hear and see everything that was going on in the business. So I was able to identify a few holes that I could help fill, one of them being sales. And when the 90 days was up, I was brought on full-time as the director of business development. And now, yeah, it's 10 years later, Teradell has a team of almost 40. I'm the SVP of business development.
Yeah, and the company itself has really grown as well. Can you give us an idea of that journey with the company and how that's grown from a small little tiny office 3 years old to where you are today?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I started, the company was really focused on print and ship for small businesses. So think of things like pizza menus. That was a huge part of our business. Gosh, we sold a lot of pizza menus. Flyers, you know, people putting flyers into newspapers, that sort of thing. So that really was the focus at the time. And then in 2011, the United States Postal Service launched a program called Every Door Direct Mail. And the nature of that program actually lent itself very well to the types of customers that we were working with. And our CEO decided to take the leap and develop a platform that would allow these small business customers to execute direct mail marketing campaigns from one platform. And the whole process took just about 10 minutes. So it was really the introduction of that program from the Postal Service, and then the technology that the company decided to invest in, that just catapulted us to really where we are right now. We've been on the Inc. 5000 list for 11 consecutive years. I think one of only maybe 50 companies to do that. So it really has been just an incredible trajectory.
Absolutely. And your involvement with that momentum and trajectory is significant. I mean, now Teradell's platform is really designed for small business customers like dentists and realtors and franchisees, but you also work with some of the biggest brands in the world, like Staples, FedEx, Canada Post, now the U.S. Postal Service. So how did these opportunities present themselves, and what helped you land these types of partnerships?
Yeah, sure. So again, our CEO's mission has really been to make marketing easy, and marketing for small business customers has, with the perception, but also quite frankly, the reality of being really difficult. There's design and fulfillment and permits and different vendors and trying to figure out what it's going to cost. And our platform takes all the friction out of that process. So when brands like Staples and FedEx and the other ones you mentioned found our platform, they actually reached out to us directly to see how they could work with us to offer these same services to their own customers, since they looked a lot like the customers that we were already working with.
But there was a lot of back and forth with landing those types of companies. I remember some of those meetings, and that was not an easy thing to do. They didn't immediately sign on, correct?
Oh my goodness, no. So the normal sales cycle for One of the accounts that we work with is, you know, days to maybe a matter of weeks. These opportunities took months and in some cases, even years. Yes, from a sales cycle perspective, especially for somebody who is relatively impatient like myself, it's certainly been a learning curve in that sense, because these opportunities, when you're working with businesses that are, you know, multi-million, in some cases, billion-dollar companies, they work at a much different pace than obviously the small business customer. So they absolutely took some time.
Yeah. And I think this is important for our listeners to remember that it does take time to land these large organizations. And I'm sure you had to utilize some of that training too, recognizing who the user buyer is and who the technical buyer is and economic and strategic, and really fine-tune your messaging, core building differently to these different types of buyers. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that there were, you know, a number of things that went into why we landed these, especially from, you know, at least from the sales perspective. One was having clearly what's just a really solid platform. Bottom line, the platform really sells itself, which as a salesperson for Teradol makes my job a whole lot easier. Two, to your point, having a coach really within each opportunity who was there to help guide us and advocate for us was critical. And then preparation. I mean, gosh, walking into the boardroom of these multi-million and even billion-dollar companies, it can be really intimidating. But those of us who are involved in these pitches really spend so much time preparing, going over the decks back and forth and walking through the platform hours before the presentations to make sure everything works the way that it should, and having backup slides in case there are internet issues. All of those things together really are critical in helping land opportunities of this magnitude.
Kyla, it's time to take a quick commercial break. Over 200 correlation studies show that natural aptitude is the most significant factor in predicting sales success. Asher's Advanced Personality Questionnaire, the APQ, consistently identifies peak performers in outside sales, inside sales, sales management, customer support, and 17 other business positions. Go to AsherStrategies.com today, or call 866-833-9941. That's Asher Strategies at 866-833-9941.
So I understand that Teradol is now the provider of turnkey direct mail and digital marketing for customers of the U.S. Postal Service. Congratulations, that's a pretty significant accomplishment. What does that mean for you and for the company, Teradol?
This is really exciting. We just went live about 4 weeks ago, and the formal marketing hasn't even started yet. But if you go to usps.com/directmail, that's our platform. And yeah, this has been a long time in the works, and it's something that our entire team, you know, everyone from sales to design to operations and especially IT, really pulled off together. So yeah, it's been in the works for a long time, and I'm really excited to see where it takes us. We've actually had post offices from other countries reach out to us. We've been working with Canada Post for a number of years, but other countries who have seen what we're doing. So I'm curious to see if that journey takes us into postal services from other countries as well.
Oh, maybe you can use the Italian studies background.
That's right. You know, I'll tell you what's funny is I've used my Italian degree in really unique situations in my sales career. One, going back to the telecom, knocking on doors. One of the doors I knocked on was the Italian embassy in Washington, D.C. And I used some very, you know, conversational Italian to get my door in there. And they were one of my best customers. And then when I first started at Teradol selling pizza menus, every now and then you get a real Italian on the phone. So I would speak to them in Italian about menu printing. So it kind of weaved its way in to my career every now and then.
Well, here we go. Third time's a charm.
That's right.
Maybe it'll be working with the Italian post office. So your journey is interesting, because you did go from not just a bagel shop, but, you know, a lot of people can relate to that when they start out working anywhere. But when you describe the difficulty of knocking on doors and getting kicked out of all those doors to where you are today and convincing some of the largest organizations in the world to trust you, because ultimately, if you're the one that's influencing these decisions with them, I know you work on a team, but you're a big part of that team. I think you've really had this breadth of experience that our listeners who may be new to sales or have 20 years under their belt like you can learn from. And so what are some of those things that you felt have contributed to your success in sales that others might be able to take from this interview today?
Yeah, sure. So for me, there are a few key things. I mean, one is always have a sense of urgency. I mean, you know, Kyla, probably better than anyone, that I'm an incredibly impatient person. And so I've always been somebody who's been punctual and responsive. And one thing that I've certainly learned is that time kills all deals. So responding to potential and active customers quickly when they have a question or a need has always been at the top of my list, because if you don't respond to them quickly, somebody else will. Next, I'd say do what you say you're going to do. It makes me bonkers when somebody says, I'll have that to you by the end of today or by tomorrow at noon, and they don't. Or worse, when they say, I'll try to get that to you by. So if I tell a prospect or a customer that I'm going to get something to them by a certain time, you know, like pricing or a proposal or a certain set of data that they need, it's because I know I can and I will. And I think that that really leads into the next thing I'd say, which is becoming a trusted resource to your customers. I have a number of customers that I've worked with for years, and I genuinely feel like an extension of their teams. And that trust is something that I really take very seriously, and I know has impacted my career in sales, because to your point, people buy from people. You know, you don't really buy from a company. You want to make sure that the people that you're trusting your precious resources and dollars and time with is somebody that you truly trust. So I think it takes time to develop that, but a big part of building that trust is doing what you say you're going to do and getting people what they need in a timely fashion.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think what goes along with that, I love the sense of urgency, because that's certainly something you and I have in common. It's a great strength, but also sometimes our biggest weakness. But to be able to channel that urgency in a way that is constructive and appreciated by the customer, and being responsive and getting things done when you say that you're going to, that creates consistency, and consistency creates trust. And it's funny you had to say time kills all deals, and I agree with that. And I also say trust, or lack of trust, kills most deals as well. And when you provide consistency to a customer, they know, they start to believe that they can trust you. It sounds really simple, but as you know, sometimes hitting those deadlines and always being consistent can be challenging. And that's what sets the elite apart, certainly.
That's right.
So
it's time for the wrap up.
Okay. Thank you again so much for being here with us today. I love to speak to people who are in the trenches every day, and I just love your story. How could someone potentially reach you if they had a question or wanted to maybe pick your brain a little bit?
Sure, absolutely. You can email me, wendy@taradell.com. So that's wendy@taradell.com. You can certainly call me at 804-298-3689, and check out our website. Check out taradell.com or everydoordirectmail.com. Those are the two main platforms that I would encourage folks to visit. But yeah, I would love to hear from anybody who's interested in chatting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Kyla and Wendy. That's all the time we have for today. Our next show is in 2 weeks. Be sure to join us. From now until then, John Asher reminds us to please, please get out there and sell something. Paul, take it away.
You've been listening to another episode of Asher Sales Sense right here on Asher Strategies Radio.